Welcome to the Team Watt Cycle Podcast on Southside Broadcasting, a monthly podcast featuring the latest team news, results and best cycling-related interviews brought to you by Alex Levchuk and Tony McDonough.
Sounds very exciting. Yes, it is. It's On Your Bike, another podcast. So there we are. We'll work our way through that special custom-made, custom-designed. And, of course, in the studio we have the fabulous Tony McDonough. How are you, Tony?
I'm very well, thanks, Alex.
Yes, you sort of get your headphones. Are you okay with that?
Yes, all good. Yes,
all good, good. Marvellous. It's women pretty much only today, apart from a couple of notable exceptions, one of whom is actually waiting online at present, because you've brought a dynamic duet of fabulous skills, abilities and general all-round wonderfulness to the studio. Would you like to introduce them?
Yes, I've brought along two of the women's team members. Mm-hmm. One is Nikki Metcalf.
Hello, Nikki.
Hi.
Wearing a very fetching T-shirt, I see, actually. Would you like to, just for the benefit of our listener who won't be sort of accessing the Facebook page yet, you have emblazoned upon your person there, "I know I ride like a girl."
Try and keep up.
Yes, here we are. And make a welcome return to the studio, the fantastic, albeit injured again, Karen Poole. Karen, what are you doing to yourself?
About 3 weeks ago, Alex, I had the pleasure of lying on a surgical table here at James Cook Hospital, yeah, having the cartilage in my shoulder,
right,
reattached.
Right. Yeah.
So and I'm on the road to recovery. So
why did this occur? What sort of thing?
It dates back to an early season race last April, which I think I told you about last time I was here, when I was knocked off my bike at quite high speed and landed very heavily on my shoulder. I fought through the season and then decided it was time to get it fixed.
Time to get it fixed, exactly. Yeah. Well, certainly nutrition is absolutely vital when it comes to Team Watt Cycle and a whole heap of other things. And surprisingly enough, Tony, we seem to have somebody online at present who actually runs a company called High Five, run by athletes, combining practical no-nonsense approaches with the latest developments in sports sciences. Who might this be, Tony?
I think it might be Raphael Denhart.
Is it Raphael Denhart? Are you actually there, Raphael?
Yep, I'm here.
Yay! Okay, Raphael, talk to us a little bit about what you've got here with High Five. And it's nothing to do with being cool when you're trying to be ghetto and down like the kids, is it? Like giving high fives all around.
Not quite. So we're a sports nutrition company making scientific products to enhance cycling performance or any other endurance performance, really. So really, really focused on kind of longer sports events, especially cycling, of course. And we've been running for over 20 years, so plenty of experience there. And now the UK's number one nutrition brand.
So how did you get involved with Team Watt Cycle?
I believe it started earlier this year, they went through our sponsorship coordinator, Jody, who unfortunately has left now, but we got really excited working with the team and thought it was a really good opportunity to get involved.
Makes perfect sense, but listen, I'm just the rank amateur when it comes to pressing buttons in athletics. We've got, as you've just heard, Karen Poole and Nikki Metcalf in the studio, and of course Tony. But Karen, can we come to you first? Nutrition, sport, the kind of thing that we hear about High Five, would you endorse it, or would you say, no, I prefer Cara today?
No, our High Five nutrition is absolutely essential. When I'm training and racing, I use carbohydrate sports drink that High Five produces in all my drinks bottles to give me that regular energy boost. And then there's also a selection of energy bars and energy gels, also to keep that energy level topped up. It's much, much easier to take on energy products than take on anything else when you're actually training hard and racing. It's just, yeah, they're really practical solutions to providing energy for athletes. Yeah,
they looked very impressive when Tony brought them along in the last podcast, and you can still see that on our Facebook page.
Kept us going all show. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And Nikki, from your own perspective.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. Got to keep the carbohydrates in the drinks, the gels as you're going along, easier to take on board when you're travelling, really, when you're cycling along, and again with the energy bars.
So, Raphael, there you have it, two superb athletes actually endorsing the whole thing. That was good, went as we planned. Tony, questions for yourself for Raphael?
I just want to say thank you, really, Raphael, for basically Jody in the first place getting what we were trying to do with the team, and then supporting it, because from our point of view for presenting, especially the women's team, they needed some sort of credible sponsors on board, and any cyclist is aware of High Five and what they do. So their involvement with What Cycle was sort of key. So just basically, I've no questions for you, Raphael. I just want to say thank you for getting involved in us, and I hope we can deliver some exposure for you through this season.
In fact,
yeah, I mean, we obviously hope that it's going to make a difference to all the riders, and we're quite excited to be involved with the team.
In fact, funny you should actually sort of start saying about sort of product and various other bits and pieces. So if I press this button here.
High Five is a UK company run by athletes. Combining our practical, no-nonsense approach with the latest developments in sports science means that High Five products are always leading edge and 100% fit for purpose. We continually test our products and get athlete feedback. High Five is the own course.
Yeah, you see, it's a genuine sort of piece that comes through on that basis. Got to admit it, Raphael, you thought, they're not going to play my jingle, but we did, so there we are. So, I mean, looking at obviously the way that things have actually worked through that process in terms of sports nutrition, do you actually take part in any sports yourself, Raphael?
Yes, I do. I used to be an elite UK cyclist in the UK, so kind of racing, Tour Series, Premier Calendar, level basis. But starting with High Five, I've dropped back a bit on that side and just do the occasional race when I can. When it's a bit quieter in the summer, and I can get some time on the bike, and for this year I've signed up to do a half Ironman.
A half Ironman? Is that bottom half or top half? Sorry, I couldn't resist it.
yeah, so it's just a half distance of a full Ironman.
Right, well, it makes perfect sense.
It's gonna be tough.
But then when we go on to tough mudder, it could be a whole range of things there. There's so many sort of challenges that are actually out there. It's unbelievable. Raphael, chance now to actually speak to obviously both Karen and Nikki. As we said, Team What Cycle, the only women's only race team in the Northeast region. And obviously Karen is the coach extraordinaire. When she actually goes that extra distance, as she said, with jumping and all sorts of things. Raphael, have you got any questions you'd like to put to team coach Karen Poole, or indeed ace rider, Nikki Metcalf?
Really, I suppose to both of them, what are their kind of main goals for this season?
Karen.
Win
everything, presumably.
No. Well, I think if I start off with talking about the goals for the team, I'll talk about my own personal goals a little later. But the goals for the team is really to start off seeing as many riders as we can move up through the British cycling categories. So, just for example, we've already had two riders who have moved from category 4 up to category 3. We're trying to get another two riders to do that at the race tomorrow, and they're sort of almost there already, and that just opens up a much wider range of races. Opens up the national level races for riders who are at that level. Apart from that, it's just all about getting people to gel together as a team and race together as a team and enjoy riding their bikes and racing together. And I think we're doing pretty well at that so far.
Earlier today I was speaking to a young first year journalism student from the University of Teesside, young Jordan Boyd, and suggested she might like to be a little one of our guinea pigs, because Tony and I have talked about this, getting some of our team actually sort of out there and working through that. Would you be up for sort of coaching somebody who is pretty much a novice when it comes to cycling?
Yes.
It's a thought, she says.
Yes, no, I mean, I've already actually helped coaching on two novice coaching days for women through the Racing Chance Foundation. So I did one session which had one of our riders at a cycle track in Lancaster. And then at Prissick, about 2 weeks ago, we had about 8 or 9 of our riders on a novice coaching day, along with many, many other riders from the local area, sort of who had come out to learn.
Sorry, the contract isn't waiting to be signed as yet.
No, that's okay. But no, it's something I really want to get a lot more involved in, is coaching and bringing people out.
And she is a journalist, so who knows what she could be doing all sorts of ways.
Yeah,
so there we are.
So.
And your goals, Nikki Metcalf?
My goals really are to just learn the race track, basically, learning the corners and how
by
learning
the
lines.
Yeah, I mean, that's so. In terms of learning the racetrack, how do you actually?
Yeah, well, hopefully Karen's going to teach us. but understanding the language of holding your lines and when to push yourself forward and just being in the middle of it and taking it all on board.
Okay. Good question, Raphael. I'm very impressed with that. I think, you know, anything else you'd like to put to the team?
Really should have had some time to think about this. What about kind of how do you find nutrition working with your training and how does that fit in to then help you towards your racing as well?
Very good. I see what you did there structurally. I mean, obviously the only kind of nutrition is going to be high five, but anyway, carry on. let's go to Nikki first, nutrition and training.
Plenty of protein for me, and definitely keeping hydrated, and as I say, on the rides, making sure I've got enough gels and nutrition with me, taking it on board every hour, make sure you're getting enough inside you to keep them legs going. There's no point getting halfway up a hill and just collapsing. Got to make it home. If you're going to go out, you've got to make it home.
It's not really the strapline I would use for high five, although I can see it. I could have something to go. There's no point getting halfway up the hill and then collapsing. Take high five now. No, it's... I don't know. I said, Raphael, it's been fabulous. Just touching base with your good self. I don't know, Tony, have you got any last sort of words to say other than high five? We give you a high five.
Yeah, we certainly do. I mean, I read a good article, I think it was only about a week ago, based on people of a certain vintage of my sort of age, who sort of the sort of old philosophy used to be you ate certain things, you drank certain things, and those riders who did that 20 years ago are still doing the same thing 20 years later. And basically the point of the article was saying these companies out there spending a lot of money on research as to why you don't need those products anymore, and you can buy modern products that deliver things far more efficiently. And that's, I found that myself in recent years, and I can fully endorse high five products, not just because of the response, but because personally that's the product I used before I got involved with high five. So I can totally recommend their products.
And it has to be pointed out, Raphael, that Tony is a Sheffield Wednesday supporter and they're known for always telling the truth. So it's good stuff there. Just thought. Raphael, fabulous, touching base with your good self. I think a round of applause for Raphael Dinard and the High Five Company. Yay! And hopefully we'll see you again in the very near future. But we're leaving you actually with a little treat, a musical treat, because Tony, one of the great things about the On Your Bike podcast is you in wearing another hat with respect to Manila and so on. You also have a range of musical delights and so on. And you've got some music from Alaska, not the state, but the band.
Yeah, it's actually, it's a band called Alaska, but that's from Holland, which is sort of strange mix.
Curious.
Yes, yeah, but a curious four-piece to say the least. If you imagine... Imagine a folk band getting involved in a barroom brawl. Yes. This is possibly what it would sound like.
Right.
Flashbacks followed me down to my life before my life was touched by death, and my years were
You're listening to the On Your Bike podcast. And in the studio we have the fabulous Karen Poole, Nicky Metcalf and Tony McDonough. And Karen, in terms of the season, are we kind of just looking ahead? Are we, I mean, because we have started now. What's the happening news as far as Team Watt Cycling or Watt Cycle is actually concerned?
Yeah, so we've been racing at Croft, motor racing circuit, since about the second week in January. We've done six races in that series, with the seventh and last coming up tomorrow. We've put on a very good show, let's put it like that. I mean, I think...
They've not put on a very good show. Garen's been modest to put on an exceptional show, is what they've put on.
The one thing that makes me say we've put on a very good show is because we haven't actually nailed the win yet. We've had one very good rider from Leeds who has come to every single race, who has just pipped us every single time. But we've had two people on the podium at every single race, apart from that, in second and third place.
So a bit like Middlesbrough Football Club, really. Not, just getting up there, but not quite. But still, it's just a show. Nicky, is this your first season as a rider within the
yeah,
two
my,
cycle?
My first race was the 10th of January, so, and the nerves definitely kicked in.
Yeah. So talk us through that whole sort of experience then, in terms of, you know, the fact that you faced on maybe the 9th of January with the notion that I'm cycling tomorrow, because presumably that was I might have to talk about this on a podcast in February. You know, is it, what's the kind of line that you go through in terms of that?
Getting a good night's sleep and psyching yourself up would be a good start. Actually, on the night before my first race, I was out. Was the I think the best calming
party.
Yes, it was an awards
party.
It was an awards night for cycling. I got there Saturday morning. Nerves definitely kicked in, but met the girls for the first time, and considering we hadn't met each other, I think we gelled pretty well. There was a good 19 people, I think, on the start line. Some of them obviously had raced before, and some of them were novices like myself. But it was good to get out there, experience it for the first time, but terrifying also.
Said some of our upcoming podcasts, we will be there. We'll be doing some features, so we've done some training stuff, so we obviously compare dates, times and various other factors for that, if only to give you two thumbs up as you successfully pass us by for the umpteenth time, which is great stuff there. Coming up very shortly, Christine Marshall, who is a team rider, I believe, on the sort of where would you position Christine? Is she the sort of, you know, the rider par excellence? Is she a prima donna? Is she a diva? What's Christine's sort of moment? Just before
we go. She's certainly not a prima donna or a diva.
Okay.
Christine is, I wish I could say it while she was on the line, but Christine is one of the most modest and approachable riders on the team.
Do you mean the rest of them are all divas?
No, not at all. But she's just been super supportive with everything that Tony and I have been trying to do. But she's been performing in races as well. So she got herself her first podium in week five at Croft. So that wasn't last Saturday, but the Saturday before. And she's one of the two riders who we've already got up to the Cat 3. So she's definitely one of the strongest riders in the team
We will find out about Christine Marshall. We'll hopefully speak to Christine Marshall after this.
High Five is a UK company run by athletes. Combining our practical, no-nonsense approach with the latest developments in sports science means that High Five products are always leading edge and 100% fit for purpose. We continually test our products and get athlete feedback. High Five is the own force.
Offering prestigious accommodation, ensuite facilities and high quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualifying nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs. A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare. To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or visit our website, rosevillecarecentre.com. Roseville Care Centre. Care,
block
care. Us home.
The fastest and most effective way to get a boost wherever and whenever you need it. Whether you're racing to beat a deadline, cross any finishing line, or just looking for an edge, Blockhead is the convenient and reliable option for everyone. Blockhead was developed by Danny Lowe, a 21-year-old sports scientist and multidiscipline athlete, who came up with the idea while in his second year at university. He began developing Blockhead in order to make energy easy for everyone. So performance boosts and cognition enhancement is only a chew away. Blockhead.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit ManilaPR.com now.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225
grams of magnesium, 3 grams of zinc. Hang on. I've got a pen yet.
Hang on. Slow down. Hang on. One tablespoon. And one tablespoon. Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
the recipe? And that's the recipe. Oh, if damn. You would like a more simple solution, oh, then right. You can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Welcome to the Team Watt Cycle Podcast on Southside Broadcasting, a monthly podcast featuring the latest team news, results and best cycling-related interviews brought to you by Alex Levchuk and Tony McDonough.
Excellent. Okay, and online, as promised, we have the general all-round legend, when she's not being a diva, of course. That would be Christine Marshall. How are you, Christine?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, I mean, the praise that was heaped upon your good self by Karen Poole just a matter of moments ago, I mean, it's worth playing the podcast back several times just to actually listen to that alone. Truly wonderful. But, Christine, share with us your tale, your story. How did you get involved with a Team What Cycle, women's only race team, and what are the sort of experiences you've had so far since the season opened?
I guess how I got involved with What Cycle was my local cycling club doesn't have a lot of women, and I wanted to start racing, and I thought I'm going to have to do this on my own. Then when I found out about the opportunity to race with What Cycle, I just jumped on board straight away. It's just been absolutely amazing. We have a lot of really good riders on the team, and I can just see so much potential for the coming year.
And obviously Karen Poole is a darn good coach to have as well.
Oh, she's absolutely lovely.
That's all right.
She's not an easy job for her, I don't think, with a lot of women.
Yeah, she injures herself in the state of the case and every side of things from that point of view. In terms of the esprit de corps, because there are sort of folk who might have thought that a team of women cyclists could be the most terrifying thing to ever encounter. What's the sort of overall sort of feeling that you get with respect to What Cycle?
It's actually really, really nice. I actually thought the same. I thought, oh, I've only ever rode my bike alongside men. So the thought of riding with women, I thought, oh my gosh, it's going to be awful.
You could have a mascara, really, you could have all sorts of issues there.
I guess so. The girls are very girly, if you know what I mean. So I don't think we'll have them kind of problems.
I think they're all wonderful folk, etc. Okay, Karen is actually in the studio with us, as you may have actually possibly got us from that point of view. Is the case of Christine a kind of standard sort of line in terms of somebody coming in to you and sort of not quite being sure what to expect and then suddenly actually realising that this is good fun?
I think it is. I mean, I'm remembering when I started back race cycling 3 or 4 years ago, it was kind of like, well, I just have to go and have a go. I didn't have a team. And that's one of the reasons why I really wanted to get involved, was to give Nikki and Christine and everyone else the opportunity to actually do it through a team rather than having to do it on their own.
I could say sisters are doing it for themselves, but that's so Annie Lennox, I'm not going to go there at all, it'd be ridiculous. Over to Nikki, I mean, again, what Christine's just been describing there, would you say that's kind of your own experience as well?
I've also with another cycling club, and they don't have anything for ladies racing, or even men, to be truthful. It is the general consensus, you've got to go and look and do it yourself.
And it's interesting that 110 years ago, The Cyclist was a magazine targeting specifically women cyclists. It was a very popular sport at the early start of the 20th century, highly popular for women who actually wanted to cycle. The latter part of the 19th century, early 20th century, one of the most popular magazines was indeed The Cyclist, which was, you know, again, aimed for women at cycle. So it's taken like 100 years, but you know, getting there. Exactly. Pretty make haste slowly. From that point of view. Tony, any questions or thoughts for Christine? Maybe how she can convert those near misses into wins?
I'm sure she will be on the winner's podium in the next few weeks, maybe even tomorrow, who knows. But, I'm just sort of happy how things have progressed with the women's team, because the sort of vision that we had to start it off was same as the men's team over 12 months ago, was to try and get people who had never raced to see it wasn't so daunting, it wasn't such a huge ask to be able to race. If you tailored your training right, you could be up to race speed quite quickly. And I wanted, over the last few years, I've seen so many women in the area out cycling. I think these really should be at races. It shouldn't be a male-dominated sort of environment. So that's what we wanted to provide. And over the last few weeks at Croft, we've gone from us being sort of 90% race entry of our one team to it now being a big cross-section of teams and more getting attracted. And that's the point of us this year. And getting riders like Nikki and Christine on board or sort of first time racers, is to get them involved in that racing environment. And it is a fun environment. It is quite a, it's a great sort of place to be involved in.
Christine, what advice would you give to any young cyclists who might be thinking of saying, well, I'll give it a go?
I was absolutely terrified the first time I did test, because obviously I've never raced before. But as soon as I got around the first race in Ren, I'm really capable of doing it, and I absolutely loved it.
Okay. Sounding a little bit as though you're speaking to us from inside of a sock, but I think we got the general sort of idea of that point of view. It all sounded good there. Hopefully the message was basically just go and do it. That's the important thing.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem I think cycling teams have and clubs have, it's very daunting for somebody on their own to maybe take that leap across, because they think they're going to get thrown out the back and left behind, and our ethic is on the training rides that that's never going to happen to you, because we always look after and look out for people. But anybody getting involved is going to find us very, very approachable, and just any sort of misconceptions you've got, I think we'd break them down quite quickly.
We did say we're going to be introducing a regular feature on the On Your Bike podcasts for sort of cycling tips and a sort of A to Z of cycling. It's not quite worked out as yet, but let's quickly go through the assembled team, etc. I'll start off with Karen. If I was to ask you for one kind of key word of advice with respect to somebody who's a complete novice to cycling, what would you say?
Whatever you do, never stop loving riding your bike.
Very good. Passion, that's good. Nikki?
God, you've got me off the up there. train hard.
Okay, Christine.
I would agree with Karen. Never stop loving your bike. I think as soon as you stop loving it, there's no point doing it anymore.
Yeah. So bike is for life, not just for Christmas. Oh, sorry. Absolutely. And Tony.
Tricky one. I would say maybe pick a local team in the area, somebody like Team What Cycle, and go along and support them.
Nicely done. You've been listening to the On Your Bike podcast for Team What Cycle and beyond. We might be back with Mail Riders next time for March, I think. But
I might let the monkeys in the studio.
We'll see what happens with respect to that. For the moment, Karen Poole, Nikki Metcalf and Christine Marshall, thank you for taking part in the On Your Bike podcast. Of course, a welcome return to your good self, Karen. Which limb will you be injuring for your next show, by the way?
I'm planning on having every single part of my body fully operational this time.
The off-air quotes that Karen Poole provides, it's just a whole new DVD set of extras in every sense of the word. Nikki, will you be returning?
Yes, definitely.
And hopefully, Christine, we'll see you in the studio before too long, yes?
Hopefully.
Brilliant, and not with a sock there. I did it sold us. It's going in and out of a sock, really. Where are you actually based at present, Christine? She's in her bedroom. Well, fair enough, you know, people connect in the most wonderful ways, so here we are. Christine Marshall, thanks also to Raphael Deinhardt, of course, from High Five earlier in the production. That's it. Thanks, of course, to yourself for being part of the whole package. How do people get in touch with Team What Cycle? Tony McDonough?
Your best way is basically follow us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Just type in Team What Cycle, and the same on Twitter.
And it's what, as in the measure of electrical energy, WATT.
WATT, yes.
Yeah, exactly, very critical.
Our women's team also has our own Facebook page now, which is What Cycle Women's Team.
With a WATT.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. Tired spelling is all. That's it then. That's a wrap. We haven't really had a kind of mantra, I suppose we should really just say, on your, because Fly Me to the Moon, we always finish with Come on Borough and Up the Borough.
Now we don't need to think of one,
we do. Yes. We should have a sort of strap line that we can just sort of wrap the whole thing up. But for the moment, I think we'll just say, keep cycling.
From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and St. Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.